Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Sitting across from me now is the hilarious Cork man, Chris Kent. How are you, sir?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Dave?
Good to have you in again.
Yes.
Roger in Waterford's kicking things off. He says, I saw Chris's recent show offline. It was brilliant. He's a great comedian and storyteller. I love a story about the conga line at his birthday. Hilarious is Roger in Waterford.
Wow, yeah,
now, I don't want to like steal. I don't want to steal, you know, your jokes here. But yeah. Can you retell the conga line story?
I absolutely can.
Go on.
So that was from my very first show, but I'll never forget it ever. It was from 2012 show, but it happened my 21st birthday.
Yeah,
21st birthday. Upstairs in the GA club. Having a great time with all my friends. DJ does Rock the Boat a little bit early. I thought he's going to peak here now. So then we did the conga line, and he was like, let's do the conga line, everybody.
You're up the front, I presume.
Yeah, of course. I'm
naturally
up the front,
birthday
boy. Driving, and a basic route going around the dance floor. And then the DJ said, go downstairs. You could go downstairs through the bar, and you could go out into the car park and sort of come up around and in the same level. That's the way it is.
Fantastic.
And I was like, brilliant. And he said, if it's big enough, you'll see it going back down.
Of course.
And it was a fantastic idea, in fairness, until I got down below and there was a funeral.
Oh.
No!
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to reverse conga back up the stairs. I'm here to tell you it's physically impossible, Dave. So I just had to go with it and sort of console a few people on the way in a very strange way. I'm very sorry. And I got back up to the DJ and I was like, that was a terrible idea, you know? There was a funeral downstairs. And he said, yeah, I know, yeah. He was like, I'd be a bit of crack.
Jeepers.
So that was one of my first stories, yeah.
Well, the offline show that is referenced there, by Roger in Waterford, is the show that you've been doing now for, is it over a year?
It's about, over a year.
Wow,
which is great, because I used to get like a month or two out of a tour, and now they're getting much bigger.
That's so great.
It's brilliant for me, so I'm delighted.
When you were in with me talking about offline,
yes,
this was before the tour had happened. You were promoting the beginning of the tour.
That's right.
And at that time, you had handed your smartphone did you give it to your wife or did you lock it away?
You gave it to Niamh.
So Niamh had it.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't give it to you. But you had a Nokia phone because you still needed to be contactable.
I did.
You needed to look after your children and do all those things you do. But you didn't have a smartphone, so there was no Google Maps, there was no internet. There was nothing. Right. So now I'm just like to point out to everybody who's listening, the hypocrite that is Chris Kent is sitting in here with a fancy pair of Bluetooth headphones and an iPhone 17 Pro, okay? Okay, he's gone fully away from his Nokia. So, listen, the tour is obviously going great. You're back on the iPhone 17.
The Nokia is gone.
Yeah, what was the transition like going from the Nokia back to a smartphone?
Initially,
you must have felt that there were some good things about the Nokia in the sense that you were unplugged from the distractions.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But there was also things that you just can't live without. Your sat nav, you're paying for stuff. I went to Edinburgh not long after that, and Niamh was looking after my phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And it nearly broke the marriage, I would say. And it was really hard in places. Like at one point, they left. They went back to Cork. They planned on that. It wasn't going that bad.
Sure, it wasn't that. Yeah,
I was in Edinburgh on my own for a week or two, so she wasn't even near me. I just had the Nokia. I pulled into a car park one day in Edinburgh, late for a gig. Pulled into the car park. Scanned the code. The guy wasn't in the boots. Scanned the code to park. I had my Nokia. I was like, oh no.
Oh, yeah.
So then I'm ringing my wife, who's in Ireland with the two kids hanging off her. Can you park my car online in Edinburgh?
Oh my God, in Edinburgh.
And she was just like, you know what? No. Like, I'm not.
Working out.
I will not.
Yeah.
So I eventually found a guy that gave him cash. I don't even know if he worked there.
But he got the barrier up and you got in. Yeah.
I was tempted to pay someone else cash to scan it, but I think that would be defeating the purpose.
Probably true.
But no, I had to go up. And weirdly enough, when I got back my phone, I didn't put my SIM card in my smartphone for about a week. I didn't touch it. I didn't want it back in a way, But old habits die hard. Mm-hmm. And when I did go back on it, it was like I felt like I'd just given up the internet for Lent, and now I'm worse than ever.
But do you feel like, having had both experiences, which a lot of us have never had, well, some certain people of a certain age never had, but some of us who can't remember when we didn't have a smartphone.
Yes.
Like, do you think we're actually better off with them, in the sense that the conveniences they offer outweigh the perceived negativity of I'm constantly scrolling, I'm always connected? Like, for example, personally, I love that. Like, I don't want to not be connected. I don't want to not have the option to scroll.
I get it.
But do you, having done both recently, do you think we're better off with the smartphone, with the advantages, with the amazing cameras and all the things that we have when we have a smartphone in our pocket?
I think whether you're better off or not, I've figured out it's kind of impossible for me to live in the world without it anyway.
Okay.
But I actually do prefer it. But there's certain aspects of it I prefer. Actually, what's been a game changer for me is I went into the bad habits and was wasting loads of times again. I tried to get the lockbox to lock my phone in.
Carl has a thing called a brick.
That's what I got.
Oh, you got that.
And this is, I'm not sponsored by the brick, but I love the brick.
Right, so when do you kind of tap? Because if you don't know, by the way, the brick is something that Carl has stuck to his fridge at home. And Chris is obviously the same.
I've stuck to my fridge door.
Not Carl's. Don't call Carl every time you need to break your phone.
Don't call over to Carl's house. Sorry, I'm unbricking my phone there, Carl.
But what you do is you pick your apps you don't want to have access to. You swipe it. It bricks those apps. Yes. In other words, you can't get into them until you physically go home and do it, whatever. So what ones are you blocking off yourself?
I block the social media ones.
Okay.
When I'm going out with my family. Say we're going for a walk. I don't want to leave my phone at home all day just in case someone needs me. Block all the social media ones. There's no need for me to be on TikTok and Insta and all that when I'm out checking how my video's doing or checking how my tickets are doing, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going for a coffee and going for a walk with my family. So I block all them, and inevitably, that's all I really pick up my phone for. But I still have it with me if I want to take a nice picture, blah, blah, blah.
That's fair.
And do all that stuff, you know?
Do we know, is our call still bricking his phone? I don't know if he is. You think he is?
Shannon says
he's
bricking.
You're bricking your... How long have you been bricking yours now?
Only a couple of months, yeah.
And you're loving it. Okay. There's an option for you, lads. There's an option for you. Lots of reaction, Chris. A lot of people have went to see you recently. Kevin says, I went to Chris in Kilmore on Sunday last night with friends who got us tickets. I'd never seen him before, but he was side-splittingly funny. Wow. Really enjoyed the night. And his warm-up Cornelius was absolutely hilarious.
Con is great. Con is fantastic.
Good man, Con. And then Niamh says, Dave, I love Chris Kent. I saw him recently in Macroom. He's the funniest guy and first on my list of comedians all the time.
Ah, well, thank you very much.
I love that when people have things they love to go to. Like, for example, you know, I'm a big music fan. I love going to gigs. I was out last night at a kind of a gig thing. It was a Rick Beato, who's a YouTuber, had a night in The Ambassador. I was out the previous week at a gig. I just love going to gigs. But some people love that for comedy, and they will go, okay, what six shows am I going to go to in the next, like, 10 weeks? Yeah. Isn't it amazing that people are committed to the art form as an audience member, that they'll go and see, they'll put Chris top of their list, and they'll go see, you know, Dara O'Brien, Neil Delamere, you know, Aisling B, whoever. They'll go down through this and go, these are the people I want to go see in the next one, and they'll seek you out. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's all to thank for social media. Social media is to thank for me, for all of it anyway, because that's how these people found me, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's amazing. Comedy seems to be doing well at the moment, very popular.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm delighted, obviously.
And the online stuff really does help, because I've seen so many comedians like yourself, you know, go from the venues you've been touring to the bigger venues now, the longer tours, the more populous, you know, audiences coming out, because they are finding you in a completely different environment.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's brilliant. Yeah. No, I love it. Okay, I'm going to put your corkness to the test. What I've decided to do here is I have got famous cork voices.
Oh.
And I've reversed them.
Oh, no. So I was going to struggle. I thought you were going to just play the voices.
I'm going to play the voices backwards. I need you to tell me who these famous Cork people are. Okay. Are you ready to go, Chris Kent?
I'm ready to go.
Who is this? You can't hear that?
No, that's not coming on.
Oh, now. That's not good, is it? How about, you're hearing things now? Try those other headphones there.
I picked up my blue.
He picked up his own Bluetooth headphones.
No, that's okay.
Can you hear music now and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Try this song. Who's that?
Somebody after a few drinks. I don't know.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
No, it's not easy. I would say borderline impossible. I'm going to just guess.
Guess.
Cillian Murphy.
Oh my God, he borderline impossible guessed it.
And then coming home and yes. having to look after four of us.
Okay, next one. Famous Cork voice.
Ooh, I'm torn between two people.
Come on, what are the two you think of?
Sonia O'Sullivan
or
Dervil O'Rourke.
Pick one.
Sonia.
Neither, it's Anna Geary.
You know, training session during the week, or if you're missing a league match because you're working, and I think that was a.
Okay, try this one. Famous Cork voice.
Wow. Who is that?
You tell me. Very famous Cork person.
Roy Keane?
It's not Roy Keane. Do you want another guess?
It's not me.
It is Chris Kent. Listen.
That's. Why is it so hard to be healthy? I'm trying really hard to be healthy at the moment.
I cannot believe it.
That's what I've learned.
And I did have Roy Keane. We've already said him, but we listened to him anyway.
I would have got that one.
Chris Kent, thankfully he recognised himself. Fantastic. Chris Kent, you are playing Vicar Street.
Yes.
November 21st, the show offline is going to Vicar Street. Trust me when I tell you, you need to go and see this fella live. He will have you rolling around the aisles. So like Shane in Cork says, saw Chris twice at Jokes for Strokes charity night.
He's a great
supporter of in Cork City. A great laugh. And Ray says, Chris played Ballyhig last summer and the pug dog stole the show.
That was
a great
right.
night and a great lad. Come on,
I was heckled by a dog.
Well,
a dog just kept on walking onto the stage. It was great. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Anything mad that happens.
That's what you want. Yeah, absolutely. Vicar Street, November 21st, offline. What is your website? People can go and see all your ticket dates and all that.
ChrisKentComedy.com.
ChrisKentComedy.com. Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Thank you so much,
Legend.
Dave.
Legend.
Pleasure.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.